Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now, this is a real treat, and it may be a moment down the track when you might think, you know what, I first heard them on Open House or on the Seven Network's Weekend Sunrise program. Sunrise has embarked on this most wonderful project, and I'm so thankful that Adam Boland, a good friend of Open House, has tipped us off about it so early, because my next guests have a really nice story of faith to tell as well. Adam was walking along through the city centre and was impressed by this group of buskers. So impressed that he's thrown a mind-blowing amount of resources at them, musically, branding, styling, photography, to make them, well, stars. How do you feel about that? I say, what a gift. Totally out of the blue. There's been a massive reaction to cartoon on social media, and I'm so glad that they're joining us now on Open House. Satsuki Minota, Luke Gerber, and David Humphreys, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much.
First radio interview.
Yes, it's amazing.
So good. How great and how amazing is this? What words would you use to describe what's been going on in your lives the last couple of weeks?
Incomprehensible, really.
I'd just sum it up with blessing.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't know how it happened. It's just gone so fast.
It's way too quickly.
The word whirlwind leaps to mind, Mom.
Yeah.
That is a good way. Yeah.
How long have you been playing music for?
I've been playing it for most of my life. Started piano at like kindy, continued on through primary and high school.
See, those lessons have paid off. When your mum says, go and practice.
Yeah,
so how about you other guys?
I've been singing my whole life, I guess, and I started cello around year three, and then I was just like, I don't really like classical music. So I started guitar in like year nine. Started from there.
Oh, when did I pick it up?
You started in primary? Yeah, we played trombone together in primary school.
Yeah, that was cool. Dave and I were in training band together, except Dave was always better than me at trombone. He would always go first trombone and be like third. But I started playing piano when I was 7 years old. My dad got like this Casio keyboard from the Easter show that had all these pre-programmed recordings on them, and I'd be like, dum, 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 dum. And then you press a button and give you a chord, and I like loved all the major seven ones that made it sound really juicy.
What drew you three together? Because you haven't been playing long together.
Yeah, well, we've always been playing at church band together, but then I don't know, circumstances, we were just all kind of free and we wanted to all do music, and then it just happened from there.
Have you had any ambitions or goals
like
in getting together?
Oh,
I think we just wanted
to have fun. Yeah,
busking.
We just wanted to make money out of something that we all love. And then it just became like this.
Music style?
So trying to sound like a band called Last Dinosaurs, who are so awesome. It's kind of, I think they're described as indie rock and power pop. It's like really catchy riffs and kind of makes you want to groove and samba and stuff like that if you can. I can't do that at all. But sort of acoustic,
catchy riffs, you know, flowing melodies and stuff like that.
Yeah. It certainly has hit a mark. Why the name Cartoon?
Well, we were originally called Cartoon Club because Luke misheard me saying something and we just became Cartoon Club, and it like resonated with what we were doing in busking, which was wearing costumes. And then we shortened it to Cartoon so we could make it a wider audience and make it less exclusive.
Can I ask you how much you used to earn as buskers?
There's from like good days to bad days. Like bad days probably maybe 100, 120 each, like for a few hours, but then on a good day we'd get about 200 each.
So Adam Boland rocks up to you guys for the first time. Yeah. Take me to that moment.
Well, it was kind of crazy. It was a fluke, pretty much. So we always go to Chatswood to busk.
Yeah.
During the week, Luke has uni, so Sats and I decided to go busking in the city just because we thought there might be more people. Went to Hyde Park, there's someone already there, so we went to Pitt Street. Started busking a bit, and Adam just dropped his card in. Had to email him.
Like, yep, email him. And we were like, and we looked at the card, it was like the guy from Seven. We were like, whoa.
What did he say to you?
It was just like one word, just like, I have an idea for you guys, email me. That's it. Yeah. And walked away.
Yeah, that's so Adam.
That's so Adam.
I have this really creative, amazing idea, and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. And the test was for you to get back to him, I suppose, because some might have just left it at that.
Yeah. Exactly. And so we emailed it that afternoon, being like, hey, what do you have in store for us?
And when he started to outline what this great plan was, What did you think?
It was surreal.
It was.
Like, we had no idea what to expect. Mm. And then when he was first like, yeah, playing with our house band, playing whatever, and we were just like, is this happening? Like, is this actually happening?
Pinch me.
Yeah. We went to a studio to go work with the house band of Sonora. So these amazing, amazing musos made us sound much better than we are, which is really good. And then we played 18 by Ed Sheeran, and then Adam and Stefan were like, oh yeah, come here, we want to have a chat with you real quick. And they were like, we're thinking of this like 3-month project where basically we sign you and do all this advertising for you and help you record. And we were just like,
what are you saying? Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine.
It was amazing. At first, I was a little bit
skeptical.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. We just did this one thing, and like they're like, yeah, all these things. Mm. But you know, like a week in, and everyone is just so genuine and keen to help us out.
When Adam says we'll do it,
he does it.
Yes.
We are all a little bit in love with Adam.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah.
I've said before that he's thrown considerable resources before you. Give us an idea of what he's done for you.
Well, this week we've met up with stylists. We first
Sheridan
met
Tyler,
who has styled who in the past.
He's styled Prince.
Yes, it's not a minor player. Yeah,
no, just Prince.
He's the stylist for X Factor and like did Australian Idol. I think he did Ricky James as well,
and like Stan Walker and Bruce Mastin. Oh yeah, and then we met like these three stylists: Sheridan, Melissa, and Jane, and they were just beautiful people.
Mm. Photographic shoot. We've had that up. Our open house community Facebook page.
We had a photographic shoot with Sabelle, our photographer, and Sheridan, who dressed us up.
It's a bit different from the cartoon suits.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
And also some serious musical talent behind you guys.
Oh, like Peter Northcote, like, he's a bit of a legend. And
rock
he's
god.
Just this awesome, awesome, play humble, with the monkeys, humble man. Like, and he's just like, yep. I'm just going to teach you guys these things. I think Adam's booked in some lessons with him for Dave and I, which we're so keen to do.
And Sat, you've got a voice coach.
Yeah,
she says that she can get 50% more out of you.
Yeah, I know. And I was just like, wow, I'm so stoked for that. This coach called Erina Clark, who's voice coached all these people and had like three lessons next week. Very, very stoked.
Is there anyone helping you keeping your feet on the ground in the midst of all this world?
Friends and family.
Yeah, friends
definitely.
And family, definitely.
They're good for that.
Yeah, yeah. They are good for that.
My sister's definitely ready to knock me on the head.
Sisters are good for that.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, I think our main one is God and Jesus. They'll keep us on our ground. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so exciting to see this happen to guys like you. Is there the slightest amount of fear in it as well?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
You know, perhaps a fear that it might change us. We might experience this awesome, awesome setting, meet these really, you know, huge names and stuff like that. And then if we get these big heads from it, and that would really suck.
It's more excitement than fear, personally. But, like, it'll take us a lot of places, I assume.
Honestly. Well, maybe
hopefully.
Not.
Yeah, maybe not, but
if not,
that's fine, because these
greatest ride ever.
So you've mentioned God and Jesus. How big a part is that in your lives?
Well, it is the biggest for all of us.
Yeah.
Every action and choice that we make is influenced by God, by trying to obey what he says.
Definitely. We try to remember to try and pray like before every session or any interview.
I was going to ask that. Do you pray? I mean, you'd need to, sure.
Yes. Yes.
We definitely.
Please, God, keep us grounded. Please, please, please.
Yeah, definitely. Like we try to remember. Sometimes we just get caught up in it, but we try and just pray together.
Because pretty much everything's given from us by God. It's like we're just born and we have these things, but it's not because of, like, we haven't done anything. We're just born.
Yeah.
And then God's just like, ah.
Yeah.
All of this
stuff. It's striking to me and so great for me to see that the seven people have embraced that.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm, like, very, like, surprised at their, like, huge interest in our faith and what we believe in. Yeah, we try to keep an answer and stuff.
It's really encouraging. People are always keen to talk about it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really good for us as well, trying to have those answers ready, as you were saying, Sats.
Mm. How will it keep you grounded, do you think?
I think reminding us that all of this Adam seeing us and introducing us to these people and putting all these resources
and abilities as musicians is all, like,
it's just a massive blessing.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Dave, it's because of nothing we've done. You know, this is just God being like, yeah, I'm going to give this to you guys, and we're so undeserving of it.
To sum it up, I think we just have to stay humble, knowing that God's given us everything. It's all from gifts from him. Yeah,
not from us.
Such a gift. Mm. In 2 to 5 years' time, where would you like to see yourselves?
There's a question in the heart.
I'd like to be, like, selling tickets to, like, strangers, like, that don't personally know us and would like to see our music, like, to hear our music.
Okay.
In, like, a small venue or a big venue, whichever, it would be pretty crazy. Just to, like, play to people that don't know us would be pretty crazy for me.
Luke, how about you?
The dream is to be a muso, so, like, do session work where I can, teach where I can, and do stuff like this, be in our own band and writing and releasing our own stuff. So hopefully I'd be doing gigs a couple of nights a week or something like that. But I'm also doing an advanced science degree as well at UNSW. And so if this doesn't work out or the muso stuff has slowed down, then I'll be concentrating on that.
David, how about you?
Yeah, for me, the dream is to be able to earn a living, doing what we love, what we enjoy. For me and for all of us, that's performing music, hopefully composing, doing my own kind of stuff, just really enjoying performing music.
I think you're so gifted and what a wonderful opportunity. I said to Adam, why weren't you around when my garage band was on? He said, don't worry, there's still time here. So it's well past time. We heard some of your music. What are you going to play for us on Open House?
We're going to play How Deep the Father's Love.
A short version.
A short version. 90 seconds to be exact.
This is Sat, Luke and David, Cartoon on Open House, How Deep the Father's Love. Cartoon on Open House. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much.
And remember us when you're famous.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.